how is our relationship with death going to change? I think most of us don't really have a relationship with death except that we simultaneously pretend it doesn't happen and make it maudlin. I think that we have a sentimentalist, denialist view of it, as opposed to it being a part of everyday life. I'm not saying that we shouldn't mourn when someone we love dies. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that my mother died last year and I am bereft and I will be bereft forever. And if I lived in a human-sized community of 120 people and people live an average of 60 years, I would have from childhood average two deaths per year of someone in my community. And that would not diminish the importance of my mother's death. It would prepare me for it by helping me to realize, as we must all, that death is the price we all pay. That's the admission ticket for this wonderful thing called life. And it must be, it has been denormalized and removed from everyday life, whether it's in the fact that we don't kill the food we eat, by which I mean vegetables too, or whether it's, somebody dies and then they're simply taken away. I don't think that we understand that death is the engine of evolution, and it's the engine of life, and life feeds off life. And I think we forget that, and I think we also somehow get the idea that it doesn't apply to us. And I think about this every single time I play a computer game. I think about the fact that someday I will die, and that I wonder if at the end I will go, can I have back that time I played Left 4 Dead 2?